Everyone is eating and drinking of source, but they don't know it. The divided flesh mind doesn't understand that there's a source code, which is a person. That eternal life, we are persons per the Son. And so we're eating and drinking of that eternal life. The Son of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. He said, I'm the image. He's the image of the Godhead bodily. If you read Colossians chapters 1 and 2, you'll start to see the deeper things. Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. By him all things consist. C-O-N, cyst. System, sister. Yeah, the Illuminati might run this lower realm system, but there's a higher realm that God is in control of all things. Right in front of you is a cube, a 666 cube box. But behind that, if you unfold the box, you see the cross, the blood of his cross. So in front of our eyes is a 666 cube. It's actually in us too. But the checkerboard that we're playing on, the simulated reality that the flesh mind created, when Eve dropped us down, Adam went down with the ship. And it's Adam's fault because she's the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off. But anyway, she's just a reflection of Adam. Anyway, long story short, in Adam all die. He called, so you had Adam and you had the woman. He called her name Eve and they were called Adam. They both were called Adam, A.M., towards the day. Eve is evening. That's why night chases day. The flesh persecutes the spirit. Her desire shall be to rule over her husband. It's just the way it is. People in general hate authority, but authority will save your life. Authority is good for you. Authority will keep you in line. You know, the cycles are the snake, but and the human body is pretty much the snake, right? The flesh body. And so your body needs cycles to function right. So when you're under authority, under rule, it's easier to function, because to rule yourself, most people can't. At 8 o'clock, to tell yourself to get up out of bed, most people can't do it. They keep sleeping. But at 8 o'clock rolls around, and you know if you don't get up, your boss is going to be calling you in about 30 minutes, saying, where are you? You're getting ready to lose your job if you don't show up. Get out of bed and come to work. So authority will save your life. Why would you want to have to change jobs every 5 days, every week, every month, every year? Why not get good at something? Submit to authority. Yeah, but my authority is evil. Everybody's evil. God can control the king's heart. God can change authority's heart. If your heart changes, God can change people's heart around you. Round and round we go, right? The authority is really from God. Authority figures don't even know that God is speaking through them most of the time. People, everybody, God is speaking through everybody, really. Everybody's a piece cut off, and so we need the pieces to move us back to spirit mind, away from the AI flesh mind. The AI flesh mind is your state when you're born into this matrix, befallen time matrix, time cube. And so the goal is to move out of this cube, move out of the AI flesh mind like a robot into the spirit mind. Because you're a slave. If you're in misery, if you're in bitterness, unforgiveness, if you're not being thankful, if you're not have joy, I'm not talking about happiness, if you don't have joy in the midst of, you're a slave. And if it's all greed and greediness and all about me, you're a slave. I've come to the conclusion that if you're serving in some capacity, you're going to be happier. Serve one another. You're going to be happier if you serve. And not only are you going to be happy, you're going to live longer, and you're going to be useful for the hologram. And if you're useful in the hologram, you're going to have extended play. Extended play. You can play in this realm a little bit longer if you're useful. Extended play. As long as you're useful, you have extended play. When you are no longer useful, most people, when they retire, they die a year or two later. Why? They're not useful. They're not useful in the hologram. They get bulldozed over because they're dozing. If you're dozing in the hologram, if you're like an AI dozer, a sleeper, you're going to get bulldozed over. You will get bulldozed over if you're a dozer, if you're asleep, if you never wake up, if you stay in the AI. You're not useful. You're not benefiting the whole purpose of this creation, to birth in new creatures, to help people, to serve. What's greatest among you is a servant. Jesus, who is the I Am, was the greatest among you. He was a servant. He went to the cross and died. No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's real love. Are you asleep? Are you a dozer? Are you enjoying your fake reality? Are you wanting somebody to do it for you? Are you a sleeper? Are you a lot of time the reason you're lazy is because you're eating too much sugar, to be honest. You're not eating right. Cut back sugar and you'll have energy. And I know a lot of it's not your fault because the system's poisoning you without you knowing it. The system is attacking your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect, everything, without you even knowing it. But a lot of times it is your fault because the truth's always been right in front of you the whole time. All you do is ask questions.